Work it harder, make it better, do it faster, makes us stronger more than ever. Hour after hour, work is never over. Work it harder, make it better, do it faster, makes us stronger. Is what we've been building to, isn't it? Our work is never over because we're working it harder, making it better, doing it faster. And here we are in this track, making it stronger. And of course, it's Jeff here, not Daft Punk. Welcome back to this masterclass on harder, better, faster, stronger. What does it mean to be stronger? Why does it matter? How do we get stronger? In those lyrics, you hear it. We work it harder, we make it better, we do it faster. It makes us stronger. But what does it mean for you to be stronger? Why is it important for you to be stronger? In bringing this track together, I found myself thinking about stronger in lots of different ways. Another song to keep the song themes going here that kept coming back to me is the Rocky theme song. Getting strong now. It's so hard now. Trying hard now. Getting strong now. And I think it sounded a lot better than that. And again, you hear in the lyrics, it's like the Daft Punk song, right? That it's hard. You're trying hard. And trying hard, you're getting strong now. And when it comes to Rocky, you might see pictures of him running along the beach or running up those stairs, building more stamina, getting stronger. Yet what we all associate it with as well is him getting mentally tougher so he can get back up and get into the fight. It's not just a movie about physical strength, but developing that will. That strength that it takes to persist and get back up and keep going. Which makes me think of a third song here, Kanye West's Stronger, where he samples the Daft Punk song, Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger, where his lyric says, that don't kill me, only makes me stronger. And we all know this phrase, don't we? That it is through doing these hard things that we get stronger. Through challenging ourselves, through those things that might kill us. Perhaps not physically, but mentally or emotionally. We might fail. We might push outside of our comfort zone. But those things that make us stronger are those things where we are risking it, where we are putting ourselves on the line. And you see this in the way that Kanye West goes after it in his life. And some of the crazy things he does in the world, where he's just being Kanye, where it's taking on these things that push us in lots of different ways. We develop our capabilities in getting stronger. I'm not going to sing anymore or give you any more lyrics. What I'd say is, what does this mean to you? As you've been thinking through this, why does stronger matter to you? What does it mean? How do you imagine yourself stronger? When you look at where you're at today, where do you feel weaker? Is it mentally, physically, emotionally? Where would you benefit from being stronger? Why would being stronger in these ways make you and your life better? Would you be more capable, more resilient, feel better, more empowered? Whatever it is for you, how do you imagine that working your way through this track is making you stronger in the same way the last track made you faster? Before that, you got better. And before that, harder. The purpose in working our way through this track is stronger. And what does this mean? And thinking about it in lots of different ways, I saw so many different angles on this topic of stronger. So we all recognize that the word itself has a physical component to it, doesn't it? It's kind of natural to think of it as physical strength. But I found in my mind and people I talk to about it, that even though it might seem physical, our brains more naturally go to what it means to be mentally stronger. Maybe it's the gifted world where we live in, where we no longer have to fight to the death. But that to navigate our world today, to be stronger in our world today means to be more resilient. To be able to take those things that come at us in our lives and be stronger. Yet no matter how many different ways you look at it, one thing is for sure, who wants to be weaker? How often do we brag about people in our society? We say that's the weakest person I know. Looking at an athlete, we say they're just so weak, aren't they? Or a leader, how weak they are. And how many of us want to be weaker? How many want weaker for our kids? Weaker bodies, weaker minds, weaker emotionally. And if you look out at some of these themes in our society, you would see us perhaps being weaker, wouldn't you? Rather than being stronger. When I think about what does it mean to be stronger, I think of the superheroes. Like Iron Man. Iron suit. But the real story of Iron Man is that on the inside he's just a man, isn't he? And that Tony Stark stands in the world, no hidden identity. That he's vulnerable. That what makes him stronger is an iron suit. But the iron will to stand in the world as Iron Man. What about Superman? Strong as steel, inside and out, but it's his vulnerability that makes him so super, isn't it? The way he cares for humans, the way he serves, his love for Lois Lane. So there's lots of different ways, even these superheroes we can look at as stronger. Like the Hulk. He's a big, green, hulking, strong monster, isn't he, that smashes everything. But he's also out of control, has anger issues. The Hulk isn't emotionally strong, but what about Bruce Banner? He must be stronger, because he's just a human. He's vulnerable. He's scared of the Hulk. He needs to become emotionally resilient to live with the Hulk. The other thing I was thinking through in developing this masterclass is the difference between what it means to be harder versus stronger. What do you think? How do you think about it? See, one of the ways that I see it is that harder I think of as absorbing impact, like that rock, hard as a rock, or that steel that's hardened. Whereas I see strong like putting out impact. Like hard might be a boxer taking a punch, strong might be the way that they punch back. It's like the rock, the actor. Got that hard body from all that lifting weights, he can put up a lot of weight, he's strong. What really makes him strong? What really makes him hardened? What is that mindset that he has that's enabled him to become that leading man in Hollywood? So if you look back at some of his early movies, he wasn't a very good actor, was he? Maybe that's controversial to say, but I doubt it. But what did he do anyway? He kept going. He kept making movies. He kept working on his craft. He kept betting on himself. And he's gotten better and better at his craft. And how hard is it to bet on yourself, to just keep taking steps forward? And when I think about the rock, I also think about the bedrock, which is that solid as a rock, but the strength, the foundation that a building has by burrowing deep into that bedrock so that you can be strong all the way from the bottom to the top. And think about what this metaphor might mean in your life. What does it mean to stand strong? to stand tall, to stay firmly grounded, like standing tall with your shoulders back. How much stronger do you feel relative to someone just dragging their feet as they walk, head down? We can see what it's like to look strong and feel this way just by standing this way, right? Because strong is far more than physical, right? It's like you can look at a big bodybuilder who's clearly strong and also look at a meditator who might be all wiry, but they're able to sit there in posture for hours. The pain in their legs just dissipating. Strong at keeping their focus. The difference between someone who's strong at Pilates or yoga versus a big bodybuilder. They don't have all that bulk, perhaps, but they must be functionally strong. Specific muscles must be strong. Just like the ballerina. How strong must she be? How strong must those feet be? How strong will must she be to keep training those ways? Or the gymnast. They're not putting up a lot of weight, but they're able to throw around their own weight and be dynamic and flexible and strong. So you see, there are lots of different ways of looking at this, aren't there? What does it really mean for you to be mentally strong? To be physically strong, emotionally strong, emotionally resilient. No matter what you're determining as strong, what we all know is that strong doesn't just happen, does it? It's a choice, a force of will, and ultimately a conditioning process, isn't it? Doing those things that don't kill you and make you stronger. Trying hard now, getting strong now. Work it harder, make it better, do it faster, makes us stronger. And these are the sorts of ideas we're going to be throwing around in this track. So let's go deeper. As has been consistent with the other tracks, let's talk about five big reasons why stronger is important to me, and I've seen it with clients, and why stronger might be good for you as well.